What is going on? Welcome to another episode of Kabir Singh's No Judgment Zone. I'm here with my beautiful girlfriend again, Kim. I can't say her last name. Why don't we just can't say your last name? What is wrong with you? She's giving me the eyes. She specifically told me not to bring this up, but I just like.
Are you serious right now?
I mean, seriously, like, who cares what your last name is? If people aren't looking you up, to look me up.
Wow.
I'm the star.
You wish.
Comedy
you were
Central,
a star.
Stars in Black.
Okay. How many followers do you have?
I have. Don't be a dick, dude. Why would you be a dick about, like, on what, Twitter? I have four followers that'll jump off a mountain for me, all right? How about those followers? Fuck your fucking 1.2. I got four motherfuckers that'll take a bullet for me. Those are followers, not that bullshit
take
that you guys
a bullet
have on
for you?
Maybe. I'll throw Jeff in front of one. Jeremy will. Sean will.
You might. Jeremy take a bullet for me, too.
Jeremy
and I'd
would.
Take one for him, too.
Well, Jeremy could take a bullet. He's fat.
Oh, my God.
For some of you guys, as you've heard on the podcast, you know who Jeremy and Jeff is. We're hanging out over here. We just did a private gig for Oracle over in San Jose. And you know what? People always ask me.
What is it? The Hayes Mansion?
I think it's the Hayes Mansion.
Yeah.
That's great.
Nailed it.
My girlfriend is I'm telling you, man. For a half Hispanic, half Italian, you're like the whitest bitch I've ever met in my life. You got like a... What is that? A can of Mountain Dew and a glass of, what is that?
Whiskey.
That's white trash right there.
Motherfucker, that's what you drink.
I do, but you should be better.
Okay, whatever.
What is your favorite drink, by the way?
Jameson.
Jameson? By the way, people have always asked me, by the way, Kim and I have been going out for a year. She loved my life. And we want to do this podcast to just, like, talk relationship stuff and stuff like that. And we've been doing, like, these weird clips, and people are loving it. But, like, people don't understand how we're together or how we met and stuff like that. And it's actually a pretty simple story. Like, I met you...
When I broke my ankle.
Okay. So, I'm at Kirby's, right? Kirby's in Fremont. Dive bar. We love it. Best spot on earth. I go in there and, God, you know, I was rarely going to Kirby's at that point.
No, you were going there a lot more.
Okay, calm down. So I was like just going there once in a while.
Just a little bit.
With my friends Jeremy and Jeffrey. And I saw you in the back. And at this point, you were, how long were you here for? Because you're from Florida, right?
Yeah. But I had been here for a couple of years. But I had just started going to Kirby's. For, like, that month, because I broke my ankle, mm-hmm. and I couldn't work, so my roommate would take me there because I was bored at home.
Oh.
And I would just go there and drink water and just,
yeah, water.
Like, get me out of that. No, I was.
Yeah.
At that point.
Just water and...
Settle down.
Chips.
That was during the day.
Fish and chips.
Good laugh.
Vegetables. You were a big water.
I was living a healthy lifestyle. Yeah, let's just say that.
A couple broccolis and some fucking water and with lemon on it, I'm assuming, with ice, just annoying everybody.
You did your comedy. Or no, that's not it. I hadn't even met you yet. I went to Randy's. You would come in. You would come in every once in a while. And
yeah,
you'd just come in and be like, hey, beautiful. And you'd walk by. And you wouldn't say anything else.
Well,
to
we
me.
All thought you were super cute.
So,
you know,
though.
I was like, it was.
So, I actually went to Randy's Christmas party, and by that time, I think I was in my...
How many people got molested on that party?
Well, Jeffrey was there, so pretty much everybody.
Seven or eight. Got it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey pretty much invited me to one of your comedy shows, and I was just like...
Jeffrey did?
Yeah.
He was hitting on you. You know that, right?
Whatever.
What guy would invite gorgeous
whatever.
Person to
anyways,
an,
I pretty
fucking
much,
kick Jeffrey in the dick.
I
had no idea this happened.
Laughed.
This is news to me, by the way. This is not even fake. Go ahead.
So I pretty much laughed, and I was just like, comedy
oh, nice.
Show. Well, I didn't know who you were.
Oh, that's a second kick in the dick on this 4-minute podcast.
No, but I didn't know who you were. Like, I mean, you're not anything that big. In my eyes, you're amazing, but...
God, this is a disaster.
So, anyways.
I was on Gabriel Iglesias' Stand Up Revolution season 3,
Kimberly. I
didn't know
that. I thought you were a
Stars in Black.
I thought you were a Kirby's comedian. Like, that's when I met you, that's what I thought you were.
You thought I was just like, wow.
I didn't.
I won the SF International Comp. I won Rooster Teeth Feathers.
But I didn't know that until after I met you.
I was friends with Angela Johnson, Joe Coy at that time, Kimberly.
Oh my God, stop name dropping. You're so ridiculous.
You thought I was fucking stop Kirby's MC. Is that what you thought it was?
I sure did.
Wow.
But I still liked you for you.
You have low standards.
Ew. Name dropping ass.
I thought you were hooking up with me because you thought I was
killing
it.
Who else did you work with?
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Really? Really?
Yes.
You thought I was hooking up with...
I thought that you were hooking up with me because I, you know, was headlining Throckmorton a couple times a year.
That's the type of girl you want?
No.
Exactly.
That's crazy. That's a good story, really. So Jeff invited you to show. What show was it at? It was at Kirby's, was it?
No, it wasn't. I think it was at Tommy T's.
Hey, don't be a dick. Let's not mention Tommy T's.
No, it was.
The other only other? Tommy T's?
No, it was Tommy T's.
So you came to that show?
No, I didn't go.
Why not?
I said I would go, and I didn't. Because I didn't give a shit. I didn't.
That is mean. This is actually... By the way... This is all brand new information for me. So he invited you to a show at Tommy T's, and he said, "Fuck that guy, the Kirby's comic. I'll just see him at Kirby's."
First off, I know what you said. First off, I did not say that. I said,
"I bet you sounded like that, though."
No, I said I'd go, and I just didn't.
You just didn't go. Mm-hmm. Jeez. So when was the first time you saw me do stand up?
At Kirby's.
That's fucked up.
Actually, I never saw you do stand up. Until after you started making out with my arm.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. For some of you guys that know... Wait.
For some of you guys?
You never saw me do stand-up before I aggressively attacked you at Kirby's?
No.
Really?
No.
That's crazy.
Nope.
So you like me for me? Most people like me because I'm very famous.
You're not very famous.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing all right.
All right?
But you're not.
How about
very
okay?
Famous. Okay.
Is all right worse than okay?
I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of a bitchy way to say okay. I feel like that's a one level down. So, so okay. I do remember the first time I saw you. It was
Alabama game.
Huge crush on you actually for a couple weeks before in SLJ.
And I tried to buy you shots.
You did.
I remember what I was wearing that day too.
Really?
Yep.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing my Oakland A's shirt and my jeans that had a broken zipper.
Oh, that's why I didn't notice you.
Motherfucker, you came right up to me. Are you
did
kidding
I?
Me?
Did.
I was out of my boot.
Well, finally.
Was, yeah.
So what happened that, was I yeah, had a huge so, I had a huge crush on Kim for a couple months, but she had a boot on her leg because she apparently fell. For me. what happened was she fell. She totally fucked up her ankle. But I refused to. I had a crush on her. I didn't want to ask her out because it's a hassle dating anybody handicapped. Like, what am I supposed to do? You know, we can't go to Olive Garden with the shit.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Yeah.
What? We'll put you in the breadstick back? I don't want to, crawl you around. So, anyway. So, I waited for her to heal. And then I went up to you and said,
no.
Okay, no. Sorry. Continue.
I asked you if you wanted a shot that night. I was going to buy you a shot. And then you
said...
That
was the last shot she bought me.
No. You said no because you looked down at my ankle and you saw that my boot was off. You said, nope, shot's on me.
No, wait. Did I really?
Yeah.
So I bought... What did I get you?
A Tic Tac.
A Tic Tac? Mm-hmm. What did I have?
Shout out to Becca for Tic Tacs, by the way.
Rebecca's the best. I probably had a Tic Tac with you to just make you feel good. So... So after that, was that the first night that I dragged you to your car so I could lick up and down your arm?
No, we made out at the bar and then we got touched.
We did, didn't we?
We did.
Was that hot? People were looking at us like, what the?
Well, we came back
first
in the
of all,
next
just
day.
Just for the record, there must have been six or seven guys that have been hunting this one down for months. So I remember a lot of hate. People were being dicks to me.
But there's still somebody at that bar that tells me, you're so stupid for dating him because all these guys used to buy you drinks. And I'm like... First off, that's not why I really went there.
That's true.
What the fuck? And she was like, you would get a boyfriend and all these... And I'm like, I'm completely in love with this man. What the fuck do I
Somebody
care about
told
all these
me,
drinks?
You shouldn't be dating this guy because you've been getting 11 shots for free a day.
Yeah. That's the one I want. I snorted. I'm sorry. But that's what I want for the rest of my life. I don't want to be with the guy that I want to be with. I'd rather just get 11 shots a day.
You were most wanted because when I started, when I was like into you and we started dating, these guys, I mean, there was guys that were talking to me that just stopped talking to me. I was like, what the fuck did I do? But first time, so we were hanging out at Kirby. So the Alabama game was the first time that you actually thought that you liked me, right? It was the Alabama.
No.
What?
No, I thought I liked you before that, but I never really, like, I was just like, I thought I liked you as a person, but like I told you, I was
single. What a bitch.
I was single for 13 years.
You were single for 13 years?
13 years.
And then I show up with my big pee-pee, and then you love me. Don't comment on that. Don't comment on the pee-pee thing.
All right, I'll keep my mouth shut. No, I just... I don't know. You were just fun to be around, and I don't know. I drank a little bit. I made out with you, and then honestly, I didn't think anything of it until I saw you the next time, and then like you just were just pursuant and very nice.
Right.
And then you started fucking making out with my arm, so I was like, all right, this is the winner.
That is right. You went to your car. Instead of most guys who whips out their dick, what did I do?
Made out with my arm.
I was slobbering all over your arm for 4 minutes.
It was because so cute.
Technically, I didn't know where it
was.
I
think you were trying to be respectful.
I think I was. You know what's least respectful when you're trying to be respectful? Most guys will just kiss you on the cheek. What I do is I blow... I blew her arm for 14 minutes and be like, there's no way she can report this. You know, there's no cops going to be like, what did he do? He's like, he deep-throated my fucking arm.
He sucks my arm.
He's like, okay. Who is he? He's the fucking MC at Kirby's. He's done nothing other than that, you dick.
But no, seriously.
But really, it was very interesting. And then we just started like,
no, instantly after that, like,
yeah.
It was just...
It was magic.
Oh.
What?
And then you took off on a trip.
I did a quick trip, and I did nothing wrong, and I came back and everything was fine
again.
No. We talked about not talking about this on the podcast.
Okay.
Well, see, here's the thing.
When I first met you,
I was a huge fan of you. I liked you, but I also was kind of seeing somebody at that point. That's very small. We're talking about 3 days.
But you said you weren't dating them.
I was never dating. But I was,
3 days?
Yeah, it must have been 3-4 days, was it? Total? Of a lapse? Yeah. Weeks? Here's the thing.
Years.
The minute I licked your arm, I realized that you were all that I wanted.
Then you should have went to Seattle.
That's a low blow. That's a low blow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, what did I do? I just went and did my shows and, complications, Relationships are complicated. But I did remember...
I'm not mad.
Yeah, well, but I will tell you something, though. Like, the coolest thing about, one of the coolest things we're probably only dating for a couple months. Kim is a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan. And I was in Reno headlining a weekend, obviously headlining, sold-out shows, obviously, 15 people total. I was over in Reno, and what happened was...
My favorite part about the
fucking Eagles make the Super Bowl somehow. And I was supposed to host a Super Bowl party at the GSR in Reno. And I actually broke the contract.
And he surprised me and showed up for the Super Bowl.
And I flew all the way back to the Bay Area, Kirby's, to watch Super Bowl with you. And if it wasn't for me, New England would have won that. But I actually came through, delivered you a title. One of my favorite moments, actually.
Wait, who'd you bet on?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, no. You bet on the Eagles. You told me that.
I bet on the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which means we should have lost.
Which means you should have won. Lost, yes. How fun was that? When I didn't tell you I was going to show up until I showed up, right?
No, you told me a little bit before.
I told you a little bit before. Brian was the one that had a stroke. Because yeah. I didn't tell Brian.
Yeah.
But
I'm so excited for him. We're not going to say it.
We're not saying shit. We're not even talking about that quiet.
But I'm excited.
But that was probably the day that we really... Our anniversary is February 15th, right?
Yeah.
It's a good night. Who wants a February 14th anniversary? That's crazy.
Fuck the
14th.
Yep.
Anyway, no, but really though, like that was a crazy ass weekend. It was kind of cool, and ever since then we've been together. And what is your favorite thing about me? She's just thinking.
I got nothing.
Favorite thing about me? I'll tell you my favorite thing about you.
My favorite thing about you is you have
the biggest dick in the world. Oh, I spoke too soon. There's no need to laugh that hard. That's fucked up. Why would you laugh that hard? We're on. Stop laughing.
I can't.
Hard is great, but long now? Like a big dick? Anyway, my favorite thing about Kim is...
Hold on, let me speak first. You have...
My favorite thing about Kim is...
No, you have the kindest heart. Even though
opposite of a big dick. We're on a podcast right now. Trying to get viewers.
All right, he's got a big dick, I guess.
Thank you, Kimberly. My favorite thing about Kimberly is that...
He's thinking, guys.
Well, you're my best friend. It is fun traveling with you, though. We've been to some really fun places.
Dude, we went to... What was that Washington place?
Oh, my God. What the fuck was that?
That was like a truck stop area.
That was a truck stop area. Career is going great at that point. We did at the bar. Was it Kirkland?
No. What?
I don't know.
I can tell you.
But right was now. That when we were doing supposed to be Seattle Underground that weekend?
Yeah, no, that was the Portland, and we...
Oh, you're right. So I ended up getting booked for this weird dive bar, biker bar.
That was not Washougal. Hold on, let me tell you.
No, not Washougal. But that was a crazy...
That's where Samantha, Kabir's best friend...
Samantha's the best.
We miss you. I'll tell you exactly where it was.
That was
it was like the smallest, like little town.
Super small town.
Like it was a truck stop and it had like one bar.
We went out to the bar and it was like, I think they were charging people for.
Oh, that was the weekend when they started calling me like a Disney princess and she got mad at you for the joke. God.
Do you remember that chick? Dude, when you go to places like this, when you're going to like rural areas with these bars that are just. Whatever, these guys are like just fun people to hang out with. Like immediately they just welcome me in with open arms and then they just get completely trashed with you. That was in Washington. That was on the way to the Seattle gig.
That's
Portland gig.
That's what I'm trying to find.
And it was a total biker bar, kind of dive bar kind of situation, but that was fun. That was actually an hour and a half away from our first gig, which is insane. But yeah, this girl was just like completely on something and just kept like verbally attacking us with compliments. And it was weird being verbally attacked by being compliments.
But then she
would come up to her and be like, "You look like Jasmine from Aladdin."
And then
she'd yell.
And then you did your jokes and she would get mad at you. It's like, "Don't talk about your girl like that." And I'm like, "Dude, it's comedy."
I know. Like she became like her biggest fan and supporter. And I'm just trying to do my act, and she's getting fucking pissed. She's like, why would you
do this? She was actually screaming at you, too.
She did. She yelled at me, like, several times during that show. I think our favorite trip was still Philly, though. Philly was sick. We had the best chicken wings in Philly possible. We probably went to the most urban bar that you could possibly go to in downtown Philly. It was so urban that, urban meaning black, right when we walk in there...
Oh,
do you remember
dude.
That? There was this black dude that just shows up to us, and he's all like, "Yo, man, just go up there, kick it, drink whatever you want, eat some food. I got your back. Nothing's going to happen to you." It's always a kind of like a warning when your first greeting is like, "Nothing's going to happen to you." I'm like, I didn't think anything was going to happen. But that was a really, really fun trip over in Philly. And we got to see the Cowboys beat Philly for no reason why I lost like freaking a grand on that. But that was us meeting.
Yes.
It was fun. And do you still love me?
But?
Do you still love me?
But?
She's the worst.
Of course I do.
Well, that is the answer to your questions. That was the first few encounters of our relationship. And you're going to be hearing Kim on a bunch of other episodes in the future. This has been, season 2, episode 2 of Kabir Singh's No Judgment Zone. And we're going to have a great season coming up. We're going to be interviewing a lot of great comedians. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to be talking about a lot of fun stuff. Please subscribe to us. And also send us questions of topics that you want us to talk about. We will talk about it and have a good time about it. This is a fun episode, though. Thank you guys so much for listening. Kimberly, say bye to everybody.
Bye, guys.
Thank you guys so much for the love and support. And I will see you next week. Take care, guys.